Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hey, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe. So remember when we spoke about how all the pictures you had guys had Photoshopped Jagwing all over the truck?
Just give me a minute. Let me just
And
open the website in front of me itself.
okay.
Give me like 1 minute, okay?
Yep.
How's everything going on your end? Everything all right? Okay, just give me a quick second. Is the website right in front of you?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Is that Pat behind you?
Yeah, he's just on the phone with another customer.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay. So on the home page, so remember how on all the pictures you guys had Photoshopped Jagwing all over the truck, like a big in big letters. It was on the plow, it was on the side of the truck, it was on the front plow, it was all over. And that we wanted you guys to remove those.
Yeah, on the picture? Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
We didn't. Yeah. So we didn't want you to remove the Jagwing that was already in the picture. It's a sticker on the side of the plow, and you guys had Photoshopped that out. We just wanted you guys to remove the ones that you Photoshopped in, not the ones that were already in the picture.
The one that's the truck. That's the truck,
yeah.
The blue truck.
Yeah, the blue truck with the silver plow on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there, on that silver plow, there was a sticker on there that said Jagwing, and that was already in the picture, and because that's that's our sticker that we put on the plow. You guys had Photoshopped that completely out of it. We just wanted the ones that you guys had Photoshopped all over the plow off. We just wanted the photos left stock as we just wanted the photos left as they were when we sent it to you guys.
Sure. Let me just go and take care of it.
So if you click on the Jagwing information page, you can see that our sticker is already on that plow in real life, and then you guys Photoshopped it out. We just wanted the pictures left as they were when we sent them to you.
Okay, all right. I'll just go ahead and take care of it. Not to worry.
Okay. So also on all the, so on the Jagwing information page, the products page, find a dealer, and the all the other pages, remember how it used to have a red tint on the picture?
Yes.
So that way you could see the letters. Now it has a darker gray tint.
It's a black tint?
Yeah, the black tint. It just makes it harder to see the actual picture itself of the truck.
Well, because of the content that is written on that banner, we will not be able to see it if you'll leave it just like that. We will not be able to see the content over
there.
Is
there any way you can make it slightly lighter? Just because you can already easily see the words and the
Of course,
background
we can go for a lighter tone. We can go for a lighter
tone.
Yeah,
a little bit lighter. Instead of, I don't know if this is considered black or if it's a medium gray or something, but just a couple shades lighter, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Also, so the picture of the blue truck with the silver plow on it, that's kind of like not a primary picture we want to be using. We still want it used on there, but that certain model we don't sell a lot of, so we just want to use the other trucks instead. So is there any way you could rotate that for on the homepage anyways, at least? I see it's on the Jagwing information page. You can leave that one there. That's fine. It looks good. But at least on the homepage, because we don't want that one to be the first one you see. We'd rather have one of the other trucks, because the other trucks are a more specific model that we do.
Well, you can just share me the picture that you want on the home screen, so I can go ahead and get it up, you know?
Yeah, so, where'd it go? Under...
Yeah, go ahead.
So under contact, where it says contact us, can you use that picture?
Contact
it's a
us.
Nice so it's a nice close-up picture of the plow with a silver dump body and a blue truck. But it's mostly a close-up of the red plow.
Just give me a minute.
Us.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, we can use the contact us information on
yeah.
the, like, contact us picture on the homepage.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, because the homepage has two pictures on it, you can leave that second one, which has the white truck with the silver body and the red plow, that one. You can leave that one right on there, that one.
Well, we just need to remove the blue truck from over there and need to just put this one over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Blue truck removed. Okay.
So we were also thinking, because we just came up, like, is there a gallery area anywhere? It's like where we can constantly, as the days go on, or the, you know, the months go on and we do more installs, but we can just constantly upload more pictures, just like a gallery area.
We can create a gallery area if you like.
Yeah, because we like to do something like that to where we can constantly put, you know, new updated pictures on there and, you know, kind of keep changing those out.
Yeah, sure, we can. Not a problem.
Probably would want to... Where would you want it? Would you want it under Jagland information, or do you want it as a separate tab?
You there?
Yeah. I was just talking to Pat on where we might want to put the gallery, like where the link to get to the gallery.
Well, I have a better idea if you guys are into this. It's just an idea that you guys, because I have been in this industry for a longer time, so I know how this thing works. So I have a better idea if you guys are into this.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So remember I was talking about the social media thing for the Instagram or Facebook for Jagwing to have its own, all right, and not have anyone else's, like MDI to have a separate entity and Jagwing to have a separate one?
Yeah, so like a link at the bottom that shows recent posts?
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, I have seen those. So I'll show you, but some websites have, where if you go at the bottom, it shows your Instagram or your Facebook, but it shows the gallery from that, and it shows just recent posts on there, what your last post, what picture was, so you can do something like that, but that would
be in addition to, like
you would, see if Boss has it on their website. Maybe Western has it. So how easy would it be for us to upload pictures, instead of doing... I know what you're talking about as far as doing the Facebook and Instagram thing, link at the bottom, where it just shows just recent posts in picture form. Because I was just trying to find, see if one of our other distributor, one of our other companies we work with, one of the websites, to see if it had it, just because I was trying to show Pat and explain to him what it actually was. I know what you mean, because I've seen them before.
Because this is a really professional business that you guys are doing, all right? This is not any kind of a small business that you guys are dealing with, right? This is a big business that you guys are doing, and it needs to be shown professionally, and not some immature business, all right? So I'm thinking, because I'm concerned, because I do work with a lot of good businesses, all right? I've been dealing with a lot of good clients, potential clients that I am working in day and night time. All right. So what I think is, because I think in a professional manner, on a professional level, so I think that showcasing your business on a professionally done level, all right, is something that strikes through your client. Like, hey, yeah, I think that business is really professional because they have a really good and a really interesting thing on their website, and their website is really done professionally. All right. So I think that this business is professional, but as you're questioning about, like, how will you be able to go ahead and edit it? So it's all coding. It's all being done through custom coding. Right? The website is being done, and their website is...
Well, I just meant adding pictures. I mean, if we put a gallery spot on there, I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to add a photo to it. I mean, right?
Well, like sometimes it is, and sometimes...
Like
sometimes, because it's all coding, all right, and you will be provided with a CMS. All right, so it's all coding-based. So you will have a little hard time, but my team will provide you with a video on how to go ahead and edit and make changes to the website as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't think that, you know, adding pictures to this would have been that hard.
No, of course not.
Like rewriting the page or changing the layout of the page or just kind of adding to a gallery spot. And
I didn't know if you
guys could design it so that way it's, you know, just... You know, we can log into our website, get into the back end of it, and just hit, you know, update or add to the media gallery section.
Yeah,
like,
we can.
Go
ahead, please. Go ahead.
Just because it's not like we'll be in there every other week changing, you know, like the layout or the wording or anything. It'll just be, you know, like once every 1 or 2 weeks, we would just go in there and, you know, add a couple pictures to that gallery spot and maybe take a couple of the older ones out.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, so you guys can go ahead and do the changes as well. That's not a problem. You will be provided with the CMS that will be helping you out to go ahead and make the change or anything about it. All right, but the alignment of those pictures, some of the pictures might be in wide angle, some of the pictures might be in square or anything about it. So it needs to have the perfect alignment. So it needs to be done through coding as well. Like this picture was added, all right, but it is not aligned as other pictures, all right, then the coding comes in like, hey, we need to go and align it through CSS and everything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
and,
what I was.
And
but you guys can go ahead and add it.
And we'll probably just, we'll do the Instagram and Facebook thing. Just because, I mean, we could... Even if we're strictly going in there just to add pictures, we can easily post a picture on Instagram, you know, a couple that we've been looking to update, and they automatically get updated to the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the reason that is the idea that I came up with. I was like, oh, that might be a good idea for you guys because I have been, suggesting my clients.
Obviously, posting a picture on Instagram is a lot easier than adding to a website, right? So
yes.
With Instagram, I can go on there right now. Add 3 or 4 pictures and type a, you know, 2-sentence post or quote or whatever, and then hit post and it's automatically done. And then obviously, like you said, it just updates right to the website too, because it obviously will just show
mm-hmm.
the most recent post, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, that is the reason I always suggest my client to go ahead, because this is the website that you guys. This is your business, all right? Not just a side business. This is your core business. All right, MDI Truck and then Jagwing. All right, these are two of your main businesses. So I do not want anything that is immature or anything about it. All right, so I just wanted to let you guys know about it. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the Facebook and Instagram page, and then So you guys were going to be the ones creating the new pages, right? The new Facebook and Instagram page.
Yes, we will be doing that.
Okay, and then we'll just provide you with we have a ton of pictures. We take pictures of almost every truck that we.
Well, you can provide me with the pictures.
So you can
just provide me with the pictures, and you can let me know. Like, I will let you know whatever the plan would you like to go with. Like 4 days of like it goes like how many posts do you want per week or per month? All right, like if it's like 10 posts per month or like 12 posts per month. You can just go and opt for it, all right, and let me know, like, hey, I would like to go with that, so we can just go ahead and do the content for that as well, and we can go ahead and manage the whole MDI, like Jagwing page for you guys for Instagram and Facebook both, but you guys will have the access to it, so that because we will be providing you with the access for, I suppose, that for Instagram and Facebook, so you do have the boss access, and you do not have to go ahead and to, you know, manage everything else about it for just minor things as well.
Okay. So how long do you guys stay in control of the Facebook and Instagram to keep posting? Is it, like,
well,
if we keep sending you guys pictures and you keep posting them, how long do you keep doing that for that was included in the package?
Well, I have to check. Can you give me, like, 1 minute?
Yeah.
Hey there, Josh.
Yep.
All right, okay. Well, I was just checking on that, but that we will create the website pages will be created for Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn if you guys like, or whichever you want to go with. All right, you can. But the posting depends on you. All right, like whether how many posts do you want. All right, and well, if you want the access right away, we can go ahead and provide it to you so you can post it yourself.
Okay. We'll probably just do that where we can just post ourselves.
So you guys want to post it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. So both
uh-huh.
you guys make up the pages.
Pages. We
okay.
will make the pages
so you make
for
up
you
pages
guys
and then
and hand
and
it over to you guys
to the website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they'll already be linked into the website.
Well, yeah, on the icons, yes, of course, it will be linked over there.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And obviously we'll do that gallery page at the bottom. Where it'll show the recent posts of Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right.
So that should
mm-hmm.
be it on that. I had one other change that we wanted to make to the Find a Dealer page.
Find a Dealer. Okay.
So on Find a Dealer, obviously, because those pictures that are linked to each one of these dealers, obviously, have nothing to do with those dealers. We wanted to do it just without the pictures at all. Just
you do not
want to
show any
kind of
pictures over there?
No. We just do the name of the company, their phone number, the address, like you have them as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we wanted to change on their information was at the bottom of each one of the distributors is an email. Can we change it to the website that we sent you? So I believe we're passing over an email with the distributors' websites.
Well, can you just send me the information that you want over there, so I have Mike and my team can just go ahead and put it up over there.
Well, so all this information is correct. Like there's the name of the company, the phone
mm-hmm.
number, address. The only thing that we want changed was. At the bottom of each one, it says an email.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the email, we just want their website.
Yeah, of course, we can just remove the email and set it up at the website.
Yeah, so
like,
I believe we emailed over already, because the list we sent over was, where'd it go, the dealer list that we sent over, right here. It was sent over on July 7th. Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. So we sent over on July 7th the list of dealers with just the websites. You got that, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and so I take it you just went on each one of the websites to get the rest of the information as far as their phone number, address, and whatnot?
Just give me a minute.
Because we didn't send you over any of the... We didn't send over their phone number or the address or email. We just sent over their website.
They might have gotten through the website. They might have got the information through the website. So
yeah,
if you want to go ahead and
figured that much.
Yeah.
No, so all the information is correct. We just, instead of the email being at the bottom, can we use the website address that we sent you?
Of course,
like,
sure.
The first one, it says Casper's Truck, and at the bottom of it, it says their email. Instead of their email, can we do just their website that we sent you?
Yeah, casperstruck.com. Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
Yeah. And we also want to add one more distributor or dealer, which will be our company, MDI Truck. And can you make that one first?
Of course, of course, of course. All of our dealers, MDI Truck, will be on the first one.
Yeah, yep. And then same with the rest of them. You can grab all the information off of our MDI Truck website.
Sure.
The website is, let me grab it for you. So it's mditruck.com, and it'll have our address and then phone number up there too that you guys can add on there.
Uh-huh.
So for the address, because we just had our address changed recently, and on our MDI Truck website, it hasn't updated yet.
Updated.
You guys already have the correct one. It's the same one as the Jagwing one. It's the same 54 Chase Street extension.
Yeah, we will update it over there. That's not a problem. We will put the MDI as first with all of the information like we have for others, and MDITruck.com as well.
Yeah. So the phone number, so the Jagwing information and the MDI Truck information should all be the same. The address and the phone number anyway should be the same.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, that's not a problem. We will go ahead and do that. And the Western Plow, I just wanted to have a question. The Western Plow is one of your, you can say, the distributor.
It's just a product. We're a distributor for Western. So, like these dealers that we sent you, that dealer list,
mm-hmm.
they're a dealer for us. They're a distributor for us. We're a distributor for Western.
So
we don't,
if
we don't
someone
make the
comes
Western,
on the website,
just,
I have a question. So if someone comes on the website, right, all right, and they come onto your website, they are checking on the dealers, all right, and they get in contact with one of the dealers and they don't tell that they got their information through Jagwing, a website. So how will you make commission out of it?
So when they sell the plow, they obviously have to buy it from us. We sell the.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sell the products to them.
Yeah, so we sell the plows to our dealers at their price, and then they in turn sell the plows to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was thinking like a dashboard or something like. To know like which client clicked came onto which of the distributor, all right. So you can just go ahead and let them know like, hey, one of you might have received this kind of information, and you can just go and verify it from over there, or you can just go ahead and maximize the traffic onto the website to get more business.
Not really, no, because we kind of have it as that way we already know who's selling what exactly, and we already pretty much know all the sales points behind, you know, all of our sales. We know who's selling what, where they're selling it, how much they're selling it for. We already have all that tracked.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Okay. All right. All right. Any other change that you want on the website?
I believe that was it. So we have that questionnaire that you sent us.
Mm-hmm. For the. Yes.
Yeah. Where'd it go? I just had it up. The content questions.
Yeah, if you can just go ahead and fill that questionnaire out and send it back to us.
When I click on it, it asks for an email and a password to log in for the Teamwork ODA/WPS, and then it asks for an email address and a password to log in. Do we already have one made up? If we do, you probably made it up with Mandy, and I don't know where she would have put the password and email for it.
हाँ गाड़ी नहीं आ तुम्हारी आ रही है हेलो
ओह कैन यू हियर मी
या आई कैन हियर यू कैन यू हियर मी
यप सो द कंटेंट क्वेश्चनेयर इट आस्क व्हेन आई क्लिक ऑन दैट लिंक इट आस्क फॉर ए ईमेल एड्रेस एंड पासवर्ड टू लॉग इन टू द टीमवर्क वेबसाइट Do you know what the email and password would be? Because if you made it up with Mandy, I don't know where she would have put it.
All right. Well, if you want, I can go ahead and send it over to the. If you can just give me a minute, so I can just go ahead and send it over to on your email.
Okay.
Well, do you want me to send it over to you on your email address?
What email address do you have in there for us?
Just give me a minute. Let me check. That is office@mditruck.com. Do you want me to send it on parts@mditruck.com?
Yeah, you can send it for that one, please.
Okay, let me just go ahead and send it right away to you, okay?
Okay, yeah. Just because I have that email link for this computer.
Oh, no, that's it. Okay, I understand.
The office one's upstairs.
Oh, okay. So is it a whole company that you guys are
working
on?
I mean upstairs just as there's two floors to the office.
Ooh, okay. All right. Content questionnaire. Okay, I'm just sending it over to you so you can just fill it out. All right, and the next thing that we will be working on, all right, to get the website on to, because we will be working on the portal, so it will require the space to go ahead and create it on. All right, so I suppose that you guys had some credentials for the Jagwing website that you guys had previously. So do you have that with you or no?
I have to check it. So you're looking for the credentials for the previous Jagwing website?
Yes.
I will have to check with Pat on that one. I'll ask him as soon as I get off the phone. But so the other thing was the terms and privacy policy that I think we had to pay for last time. That's all set, right?
Just give me a quick minute. Let me just go ahead and just send you the content questionnaire first and. Just give me a quick second, okay?
Okay.
Hey Josh, you there?
Yep.
Well, I have sent the email on parts at mditruck.com.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I got it. I'll fill this out and I can do you want me just
You
return
got
it
it?
to the same email? Yeah,
Yeah, if you
just
can
return the
return it
email to the same
over.
email.
Yeah, if you can please do that, I would appreciate
Okay.
it so I can send it over to my team because we have already allocated the resource for you guys. That's our whole
Yeah,
plan.
so also this same email, because I know our website doesn't have that many pictures on them, and it has a couple duplicates, a couple of the same pictures used in other multiple places.
And you can send
Do
me
you
the
want me
pictures
to
over here
send?
as well.
Okay, because I can send you like 5 or 10 more, just so that way some of the, because I know some of the pictures on there are used maybe 2 or 3 times, and then there's also some spots like under Find a Dealer and under Products there is
Yeah.
no main picture up there. So I can send you a couple more, and you can just throw those in there
Well, if you
wherever.
can do that, I would appreciate it, Josh, so I can, get it done everything through a professional manner because I would appreciate everything,
Yeah,
everything
I
is
can.
done through a medium and not in an image or any kind of way. You know
Yeah.
what I meant.
So I'll finish up this questionnaire. I'll finish that, and then when I return that over, I'll also send over another email with, 10 or so pictures. I don't know if you need all 10, but you can kind of pick and choose from them, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I guess then the homepage. So the homepage rotates between two pictures. We can actually make it so that right way it rotates between like five or
Yeah,
six pages, right?
you can just send me the
Yeah.
picture that you want on the homepage. All right, and so
Okay.
I can just go ahead and get it changed so we're not, getting confused in between what is the homepage picture and what is it about, and my developers can just go ahead and switch it up as soon as
Okay.
possible for you.
All right, perfect.
All
All
right,
right,
so
and then you
that's
guys will get those other pictures that are currently on the website. You'll get those fixed so that way the Jagwing isn't blured out on the paw itself.
Yeah, you can just send me the pictures that were original sent out, so I can just go
Yep.
ahead and, switch them right over there.
Okay. All right.
So we're not running after each other for the pictures or anything about it or getting it
Yeah.
changed again and again. So we're not wasting your precious time or my precious time as well, so we can go ahead
Yeah.
and take care of it for you.
Yeah. And then when you guys lay these pictures out onto the page, we just want to make sure that that the plow itself isn't blocked off in any which way.
Yes.
So however you guys lay them out, it doesn't matter, just as long as the plow isn't blocked out in any way, because some of these pictures are in there,
Wow,
and
is a product. If
it's
it's blurring out, then of course we're losing business. Of
yep.
course, well, that is.
Alrighty, I'll get that sent back over to your email in a little bit, and then I'll also send over a couple more pictures for you.
Well, of course, you can just go ahead and send the email back to me. All right, so we can get in contact with back and forth. So we can just go ahead and deliver you the website as soon as possible. So how soon do you think that you will be needing the website? Like within a month, within this month, or what is the deadline?
Just whenever we finish it, obviously we want it as soon as possible, but there's no set deadline. It's just whenever we get it done to where we like it.
All right. So because you will be getting payments over this method, right? Payments over this
What's that?
website?
Yeah. So once we launch it, and then also we add all the parts, and then yeah, it'll be set up to where we can get
And are
paid.
you guys PCI compliant? Have you guys done that? Because,
Go ahead.
well, yeah, because PCI compliance is something that needs to be done. All right, because if you're taking any kind of payments over the website, of course, it will have your credit card and debit card information with the website saved on the back end.
Okay. Yeah, I will have to talk to Pat on that one.
Hey, you can talk to Pat about it and let me know. All right, and if you want that kind of thing, so do let me know so I can get it done and provide you with a certificate and everything about it. So it's not, you know, coming up or anything that will be hurting your clients or the website as well.
Yeah.
All right, because sometimes if we're not PCI compliant, then the bank or the merchant, all right, refuses the payments or blocks the card. So that's what I'm concerned about.
Are you saying PCI or PCM?
PCI, payment card industry.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll double check with Pat on that one, then I'll get that email back over to you, and then
You can write me on the email as well, and I'll write back to you.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Sounds good. All right, well, do take care. Thank you so much for your time.
Yep, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Right. Bye.
Bye.